Original UK Rasta step a dance. United Nations of Dub. You don't know it's a counteraction. Live and direct in the place. United Nations of Dub presents
the mighty Aimitri Counteraction, seen alongside Richie Roots. Seen
original UK Rasta step of dance. United Nations of Dub presents.
Ja! Greetings, each and everyone, Roots and Culture.
Greetings internationally. Blessed love to the four corners of the world. Live and direct for the full 2 hours tonight. Vibronix. Also in the studio, man like Parvez, the Dub Factory, aka. Also man like Madu, the messenger himself. It's a Leicester family thing tonight. Enough to discuss, enough to play. New vinyl, new album. Vibronix, live and direct until 10. United Nations of Dub.
Raising chain.
enough to big up, enough to salute, hold tight each and everyone we shall address. Greetings, Sister Simia, Dada Jeffrey, the whole family, Southend, massive blessed love. Out to the whole Polish crew, all of the localites in Alesta and throughout the world, blessed love, Roots Revival, Jashol, bless up. Out to the One Dub family, all my Burman Strong crew, blessed love, Ayman. Hota, Emperor Fare, all of the family, blessed love, Rutikal. Out to the Splits Horns, Steven, bless up. Vic, all my Mexico crew, Ellie Monstra, blessed love. Blessed love locally, Sub Foundation, Spencer, bless up. Out to Naomi, Warrior Force, blessed love. Out to Ellenbach. Out to Manu AKG. Vibronics warming up with some revival. and then we shall forward into a bit of reasoning about this massive project that's ongoing. The brand new album alongside Brain Damage. Madu Messenger is in the house, as well as Pav Ez. So we shall be discussing the tour, as well as the making of the album, and then forward into an hour of solid selection by Vibranix. All the way till 10 o'clock tonight, United Nations of Dub live and direct on Dem on FM, aka Demon FM. De Montfort University is where we're based. Hold tight, all the students currently off on their holidays.
Roots and culture vibe, keep you alive. Keep true to United Nations of Love, Love.
Sending out love, Lozini, Sean, Juves, Kieran, Jaden, Ash, Artazara, Essa Amara.
Hey you, Mr. Bossman. Hey.
Out to Dario. Out to Empress Holly. Out to Empress Melanie. Out to Gladys. We'll be right back. out to the Berlin crew. Angelique, bless up. Started with some Creation Stepper into some Pablo Moses, and from the cultural roots, we are going to talk about the local, international roots. So, greetings! We have some special guests in the studio.
Yep.
Greetings.
Right about now in tune to Vibronix. Pavez, Madu Messenger, Steve Vibronix.
Sitting around the round table in our conference side of our studio.
It's not
studio
actually that
here.
Round, actually. Not round.
It isn't. That's very true. How are we feeling tonight? It's a rare pleasure to have you locally, because even though many may know you are based in Leicester, it is not often that you get to roam the streets these days. And I suppose it's very much in relation to the tune playing in the background. So let's just start there. Let's start at what's going on right now with this brand new release. I know there's some serious historical background to it, but also the musical side. So I will leave it to you guys to kind of guide us through what this project is and how it came about.
Cool. Well, it started off because it's a project that's it's a joint project between Vibronix and Brain Damage. Obviously we're based here in Leicester and Brain Damage based in France, and we've been lucky to play in France for years and years. And if you do lots of shows, you meet lots of artists, and we met Brain Damage on the road and got on really well with them. They're coming from like a different school of dub, if you like. They come from this kind of French experimental side, whereas obviously we're coming straight from the kind of UK sound system side. But you know, we did a few shows together and talked about, yeah, we should try and do some tunes together one day. And Martin ran a record label, did some work with Alpha and Omega, various people, and I did some remixes for him, blah blah blah. So we'd already been sort of doing some kind of work together. And in France especially, they love a collaboration in France. So it's quite common for artists to work together on stuff. So we talked about it, and then Martin got in touch the end of last year and said, look, I've got time. If you've got time, let's do it now. And it's like, and then it all started. So it started off as a musical collaboration, just like, let's make some music together. What are we going to do? Well, it's going to be a dub project. We both make reggae music. Started making some rhythms and stuff. But then what's really interesting is this whole kind of like life that's grown out of it, because it started off as a musical collaboration, which it still is. But Martin said to me when we started, it's like, it would be good if we had some kind of theme for it. And I was kind of thinking about it, and you know, we spent a long time on the road the last few years doing shows all over the place. And when you spend a lot of time on the road, you get to talk about lots of stuff. And me and Maddie sat together in the car for just hours and hours, like over the years, kind of discussing stuff. And Madu's like, I mean, you know, I can't really talk. I'll let Madu talk for himself when he's ready. But it's like, you know, Madu studied a lot of history stuff, and he's taught me loads of stuff. So I've had these kind of car lectures, if you like, of Madu teaching me things. And Madu's really interested in this kind of very heated discussions, that's it, but always pleasantly resolved at the end.
Makes the journeys a lot shorter as well.
Well, you've got to discuss some things, so you might as well discuss something serious. Although it's not always serious. And I became really interested in these stories Madu was telling me, especially these like stories of like Black British history from a long time ago. And like the First World War, it's like there's all these soldiers who came from the Caribbean and who came from Asia.
I remember getting the phone call. Got an idea for this project, and blah blah blah. And I was thinking it could be over something that I'd looked at in the past. So I thought, okay then. And that was basically around, because I'm into my Black British history, because I'm a proud product of Black British history. So we hear a lot of things about war and stuff, and the centenary is coming up for the Great War. But it was a world war, but it's normally only seen from the white world war point of view. But there was lots of people from all cultures of the empire, because the empires, including the French and the German ones, called in their colonial dominions to be part in this great war. And so it's like, with the reggae music, it's still another half that has never been told, sort of thing, or rarely told. So that's how it like came about.
And these stories are so interesting, because it's something I didn't know much about, and I think most people don't know much about these kind of, they're almost like forgotten stories and kind of hidden away, really. There's a bit of a conspiracy against kind of keeping that side of history from people,
because some of it is like the records aren't fully actually there, because they got blown up in the Second World War when places got bombed. But there's bits of information that, well, here, but in the Caribbean there's loads of information and stuff, but it's just trying to glean it and get it all together. And it is all part of our history, because we're all products of that, which is...
Well, that's what the thing about doing the album about it was, that's kind of where that came from, because, like, reggae music deals with, like, history and politics and stuff, and British reggae music deals with, like, the kind of British angle of, like, that British angle of, like, of historical, you know, all the stuff that's happened over, like, you know, generations and generations, and how that affects... like the British outlook rather than like a Caribbean outlook, and that's what makes British reggae different to Caribbean reggae. So it's a kind of chance to work with like an area that doesn't normally get discussed. And it was like, and also, you know, been doing a lot of the same stuff for years, and it's a chance to do something a bit different. And yeah. And it's like, so these kind of stories started coming out, and it's like, well, Madhu's a great songwriter, so it's like, well, Madhu can write some words about this as well. And it's like,
how many
impressions on?
Yeah, it was.
But then also Martin got involved as well, because he really liked the idea behind it as well. And obviously the French have got their angle on it as well. Yeah. The French were involved in World War One.
Yeah, Senegalese, big time.
So there was troops from Africa and troops from like from Morocco, Senegal, or whatever. And so Martin got in touch with some French artists who. Wrote songs about their experiences as well, so it became this kind of sort of crazy world history kind of lesson, but told directly from people whose families were kind of involved in
descendants of those people. You know, that's why we're all here in many ways, because of that link from back then. You know, so we're all products of that. It's an intertwining history of being a European of colour, whether it's white colour, black colour, yellow colour, we're Europeans of colour. You know, brown colour, we're all Europeans of colour. So we're all involved in those the war and the tragicness of those times of people dying in their thousands and more, you know.
But so it's like epic story as well. So it's got kind of all the ingredients to, like, you got this kind of interesting musical collaboration, these amazing stories. And then also, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the album's like full of great artists as well. It's like, you know, Parvez and Madhu singing these really heartfelt songs on the album, and then, you know, working with our local like musicians, working with Steve Gaz and Sally doing the horns, and like me and Martin kind of mixing it and kind of.
So this is what I was going to address. It's very much a traditional album in certain senses, where it's got a sort of project album approach almost in a way, but also in, you know, these are two different studios that have come into one. And yeah, if you could elaborate a little on that, it would be.
You can actually tell the difference of where the tracks are mixed. If you listen to the album, it has some parts are kind of techno-y experimental inside them, which are done by Martin.
Uh-huh.
And when you listen to the hardcore sound system style ones, which are done by Steve in Leicester, you can tell the difference between the vinyls, and so it comes together.
So there's like the kind of French side of it, and there's the British side of it, because like Martin comes from a different like school of dub, if you like. Yeah, we all come from this raw sound system, kind of like, you know, just loud heavy tunes or whatever, and Martin stuff's more kind of psychedelic and finely refined and stuff. So it's like, so I've kind of learnt quite a lot doing it, and he's kind of, you know, I think he's learned stuff. Yeah,
I think we've all learned a lot from this experience.
And then we've been doing all these like crazy live shows.
And yeah, this is the next part now, that this is all just preparing the show, but we are currently in the midst of this crazy touring schedule all across Europe and beyond. You've been to some places already. That's from Eastern Europe all across.
Yeah, I don't know if you... Romania. That was a great experience. A lot of people we played to who all enjoyed it. I think we've done about 10 already in France, played to some serious audiences. We did it in collaboration with what's the festival called?
Telerama.
Telerama Festival, which is a great festival, happens every year in France. I think there's about 15 shows across the country.
Yeah.
And nearly every show is a full show. Audience wise, and it could range from, I don't know, 1,000 to 3,000-4,000 people in every show. So, which is great for us as artists.
Because that kind of thing doesn't happen in Britain. Because Telerama is quite funny. Because Telerama is like, it's a sort of alternative TV guide in France. But it just so happens the guy who's the
it's like
it's like the Radio Times of France. But the guy who is the editor, he loves dub, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to do a festival, and I'm going to use the Telerama media channel to kind of get the word out. And it's most of the shows have been in France so far because they get a lot more support in, like, promoting underground music and stuff. In Britain, it's like you have to kind of do it all yourself, and in France it's like they just have a completely different system. So it's like it makes it easier to do a big project like this, because you got, when we do the show, there's a lot of people traveling, a lot of people involved.
I was going to say, it's not just the usual hard on the road you lot with your music walking. You've got a full crew here, and you've got light shows and so on, don't you?
It was lighting engineer, sound engineer, tour managers. It was full on.
Because normally we do everything ourselves, you know what I mean? Everything. So to have people specialising in certain areas, it's like being in a proper band.
Still, you stop for the customary package meal at the airport, though.
Of course.
The meal deal.
The meal deal has become a legendary part of the process, definitely. No tour is complete without starting with the meal deal. Sometimes it is the last decent meal we'll get before we come back again. I mean, you know, we love playing in France. It's a wonderful place.
And all you British artists know that.
But sometimes the food. But I mean, the experience has been great, though. And, you know, we know a lot of people in France. We've been playing there for years. So it's good to be able to take this project, like a whole new project, to the people who already support what we do and whatever.
Yeah.
And then, but also, you know, what's really exciting is next year, we're going to be bringing it to Britain as well.
Oh, yes.
At the most important dub event in Europe, which is held in Wales, the United Nations of Dub Weekend.
I think I may have heard of that one.
Yeah, I hear it's quite good.
Brilliant. It's a really big honour, and we were very, very happy to hear that you shall be doing the full show in England. We have been hearing it, watching the... I think I actually watched the Telerama little piece where you and Martin explained what the live show is about. And there was pieces of how you did it, and it's actually a really interesting little piece of sort of documentary on how you do your live show as well. I don't know, it might be worth touching a little bit on this for the more geekier. I know there's a lot of producers and live acts listening, a bit how it works with all of you on stage, and how what is this show
well
like?
Martin does all the work. Maddo and Parv do all the work, and I kind of just stand there and sort of watch it go on and kind of nod my head and go, yeah, this is great. I don't know what you're, you know.
That's true.
Well, there you heard it first.
But no, it's quite high tech. We're using lots of laptops and blah, 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 and it's kind of, but we're still using a lot of traditional dub techniques and old dub equipment and just the classic, you know, you got your reverb, you got your delay. But what's really good about this tour is because we're working with a sound technician, we have been able to like get the vocals like when I say we, I mean I'm not exactly involved in that. Maybe I should speak to the singers about that. But the vocals have been sounding better than ever because. Because we're finally using auto-tune, but no, because you know, to get the right level on stage, and it's like especially reggae music, it's so loud and there's so much going on, then singers have to kind of fight over that to make themselves heard.
And it's nice having a technical engineer that knows. It's nice having a technical engineer who knows what they're doing.
Because every gig's virtually the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. He's then used to the sound. We did the rehearsals and worked all around the sound, and then he was there all the time. And you've got like a little then relationship between you and your technical cool guy.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, they soon learn exactly like what we want to.
After the first gig, the first gig, nearly all the other gigs, he knew. So whatever, if the arena was big, small, he could adapt to that. And
because he knew the sound, he was then able to compensate and do all the rest of it and just get it sounding. And on the stages, and some of the stages we played were very nice stages and nice sound. So we could hear everything, and it comes through on some of the videos that you've seen.
Well, it does, but then, because we come from this sound system thing, none of this stuff goes on because it's not part of it. Sound system's like a different...
Well, say that we did a couple of sound systems. With OBF.
Yeah, the OBF ones.
With OBF in, where was it? Paris?
It's somewhere near Switzerland. That's about as close as I can remember.
And in
Toulouse. Toulouse.
Played in Annemasse.
Yes, that's the one.
And another place with OBF. So we did the show basically with sound system style, which worked. I mean, if anyone out there has listened to OBF sound, they have clarity and some serious weight, so it sounded great.
So to be able to make a show which can work on the stage, also work on the sound systems, being, you know, but we kind of knew it would work on sound system because that's the kind of background we come from, really. But this stage thing is like, you know, lighting technician, sound technician, that kind of stuff. It's sort of like creating a show.
Have you got spotlight cues and things?
But we can't see the lights.
Lights
on stage.
Behind, we didn't see no lights.
Apparently they look good. I mean, that's all we know, really. They look good in the pictures. Mm. But on stage, it's like, it's different story, definitely.
And it's ongoing, isn't it? There's quite a lot of shows still to come. With the tour, I know you've done a whole bunch of shows already, and it's been non-stop since October where it was released, and even before that, preparation-wise. Is there any shows that are coming up in 2014?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads booked already. We've got a whole load in France coming up. And then we've started to book in some festivals for the summer as well, so we'll be announcing those at the beginning of next year, because it's a great show to have at a festival because it like, really fills the stage and it's got a real powerful sound. So that's kind of half the reason we designed it like that. I mean, we love festivals. Festivals are the best places to play at, so we're kind of looking forward to some of that. And then also, you know, there's rumours of taking it further afield, you know, South America and maybe into Asia. So, you know, some exotic trips may come out of it as well. But we'd like to do some more stuff in Britain as well. It's like, There's not so much scene for like live dub mixing and live stage
outside of the festivals anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. So it's harder to find the opportunities to play over here.
So we might get a few festivals. I think we're talking to Leicester Festival, aren't we?
Yeah, there's rumours. Rumours.
Yeah, we're talking. It's all in talk. So
they better sort it out. Come on, guys. We're in Leicester. What you saying?
Where's Gaz Birtles? Come on, guys.
Hold tight the donkey and all the family, definitely. The young and the old. Hold tight Perry. Hold tight Niall. Jordan. So brilliant stuff. And a long road ahead.
Also, if anyone in Leicester, it's like... Because obviously there's like an FM thing going on, so hopefully some people are listening in Leicester. And, you know, we don't play very often in Leicester, but the whole thing's really rooted here. You know what I mean? We all live here. And there's a lot of Leicester talent involved in this project. And it's like we're out there, you know, flying the Leicester flag all over the place. So even if we're not here doing much, we're still kind of talking about, you know, about Leicester's place in like the history of reggae, which we're playing this little tiny part in. And it's like because of things like, you know, UNOB Weekender and all these dances in Leicester and the stuff that we're doing and the stuff that you're doing.
There's a lot of dances in Leicester now, isn't there?
Yeah, and people look to Leicester. They kind of see it abroad as being like, this is an important dub place. And, you know, we've all played a part in kind of contributing to that, and that's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a young lad, there was dances, but they were kind of like once every month or something, you know what I mean? So we had the old blues parties on Certain Street, if anyone remembers. But now, the scene's got bigger. Younger audience as well.
Yeah.
More sound systems.
Yeah. Coming from everywhere. Yeah, big up Emperor Farai, Leicester.
Emperor Farai, Morel, Biscuitin.
Yeah, Rutikal. I can't remember all your names, sorry.
King Dredd.
Nuff King Dredd, of moment. Course, King Dredd, man. Yeah. Foundation.
Enough good dances coming. In fact, maybe perhaps we are now spoiled for dances. We are currently coming into January, where I believe we have a dance every weekend for the whole of January. You know, we shall see.
But it's going to pull people in as well, I know, because there's people who've moved from, like, Europe, who've moved to Leicester, like, for work and stuff, but also because of the dub scene as well. Because
big up Papa Jim.
Absolutely, yeah, that's it. That. The Polish crew and people who kind of moved in from all over just to kind of, because we take it for granted in Leicester. It's like, because reggae's always happened in Leicester, whether it's a time like now when there's loads of stuff going on, or whether it's like in the past when there's only been occasional dances, but there's always been something happening. But it's just normal for us. But if you live in a place where they don't have dub playing, then, you know, Leicester looks pretty cool, really, I think. That's because it is cool.
It is. It's an underground kind of cool, you know? Yeah. I think we should get back into some music now. Enough to go and enough to present. Obviously, we have presented the album before and as well some of the cuts. But tonight, it is presented by one of the makers. Vibronics in the studio selecting, and it's only 8:40. That means we've got over an hour of selection all the way till 10. Keep it locked. This is Demon FM, United Nations of Dub, you know? Jam Dabba, Hotite John. Enough respect out to Dario, all the Sicily crew, blessed love each and every time. Out to Josh Jinx, Jinx and Dub, blessed love each and every. Out to all my AMP family, man like Tasso, blessed love each and every time. Out to Jarek Tomara, Satachi, blessed love Kristen, Rollinson, each and every. Out to Rhythm Taffa, Peter, big up. Out to Mario Il Greco, all my Italian crew, hold tight. Blessed love Ascala Selassie, hold tight, Maxence. Out to Pupa Fisher. Out to Bertrand Chappernat. Out to Rutical Dub Foundation. Out to Yasser Serrano, all the Mexico crew. Courtney's Mike, bless up. Out to the UNOD family, Mark Hanish, blessed love each and every time. Costi Parasonic. Out to Dimi Anidis, all my high station crew. Bless up James, IBI Sound, bless up. Out to Dub Iration, all the Guadalajara, Mexico family. Hold tight, Ras Lion, Philip Fernandez Arias. Hold tight, Bridgen Fleck, out to Athens. Out to National Business. Blessed love to Richard Bolton, Sir Choi, and Dub Kidda. I leave you with Vibronic Selection. Live in the studio.
Change, although some of them are rearranged, and even look keep it locked. United Nations of Dub, spreading your message of peace and love.
Live in the studio, Vibronix, man like Madu, man like Parviz, all the way till 10, Vibronix takeover. Marco Governatori, Christine Choco, Bless Up. Felis, out to Julia, contact Smiths and Hamiltons. Out to Sally Hossack, select a Goldfinger, big up Reality Soldiers. Out to Hosman, out to Nile, by the rivers, bless up. Out to Sirius Production, out to Cypress, out to Chris DeStein, Blessed Love, Gabriel Anthony, Bless Up. Out to Marcin Tops J, out to Teresa Chow. Shanti D, big up yourself, all my OBF crew, Bless Up.
Of peace and love. Thank you.
Manos Hadzimanolis, out to Gladys, out to Jabway. Out to John Walters, Biba. Out to Sai M. On. Out to Stefano Levivi and all the family. Out to Philip Fernandez Arias. Richard Bolton, bless up. Greg Hale, blessed love. Out to Garfield, Piccolo Mosley. Out to Alexander Agren, Rishi Datani. Out to Ellis Blake, Gordy Taka. Out to Patrick, hold tight. Instrument of Jah, each and every. Out to Vazkar. Out to Mafias Matus, all my Twitter crew, big up. Out to Niall. Hold tight, Lord D. Vader. All my Beast Wang crew, hold tight, each and everyone. Out to the Beast Wang. See you there this Friday, the 20th, at Street Life. Special guest in the studio, man like Vibranix, alongside Madhu and Parvez, live selection all the way till 10 into our second hour.
Roots and culture vibe, keep you alive. It's the United Nations of Dub, strictly the vibe.
Blessed Airstrong, Tracy Merrick. Blessed Airstrong, out to you.
United Nations of Dub, I Mitri, Counteraction. Run it!
Vibranix Selection. Live in the studio, you know?
Yeah. Give him praise, give him praise. Jah
straight from the hands of Vibranix. Of you saying you've heard the tunes but not quite the versions. Stevie's strictly on dub plates. From Vibranix meets Boost Chemist into a Sally Hossack cut, straight into a special with Germania giving praise. Just so happens to have Iron Eye on the drums there as well. This is Vibranix meets Orly, Israeli dub. Out to Cindy Roos, Samet Fenzi, out to Fran Alvarez, DJ Rambla. Out to Vitamin M. Out to Yvette. out to Benny Man, the Fresh Maker, One Away Hi-Fi, Cy Orchid, Earl Campbell. Orchard, even. Misspelling all over the place, bless up. Natalie Townsend, Sullivan Ignacio, Steve O'Al. Or is that AI? Hugo Pepperoris, Toloman, Franz Travka.
Vibranix, I turn on the E. Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat. X amount a gwan fi make the dance all sweet. Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat. Jump Vibranix with the roots, man, bitch. Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat. Jump Vibranix, make the dance all sweet. Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat. The heat. Some a come from near, some a come from far. Vibranix, him not deal with no one. Some a come from far, them a reach from near. Them no say Vibranix, him the boy's gone clean. Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat. Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat.
Keep you alive.
Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat. So we a put on the pressure. Vibranix a turn on the heat. Vibranix, Vibranix, he might turn on the heat. Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat. Put on the pressure, we a turn on the heat. Vibranix, Vibranix, make the dance all sweet. Everybody come up and move them feet to the beat. God, the beat so sweet. To the beat, some Vibranix sound sweet.
The United Nations of Dub. Play some exclusive dub play style. All the people I'm tuning right about now. Head processor. So you know I saw something. Shot.
In tune to United Nations of Dub, play the latest in roots and culture vibe. Keep positive message alive.
Down in a
Trade Dub Plate. Vibronics in the studio. Can expect nothing less but Trade Dub Plate. In tune to United Nations of Dub for 25 minutes and a little over still. Leticia Verdelet, Blessed Love, Ras Pras, Blessed Love. Victor L'Alligato, Lel Suta, Blessed Love. Valerie Bader, Blessed Love. Yes, Valerie, Blessed Love. Anna Gavanas, Blessed Love. Gary Owen Dishman, Blessed Love. Sounds of Vibronics. Edu Dudu, Bless Up. Jeffrey, out to Borgia, Organic Roots. To Gabriel Anthony, Daniel Fernandez Arias,
me mad messenger says so. Don't play business. Each and every time, hold tight, get ready. Vibranics come to rock it tonight. Seen live like dynamite. Pray.
We on ya. We on the roots and we culture. We the sons of Africa. Yeah, yeah. Vibranics say ya, here we are. We on ya, we on the roots and we culture. We the sons of Africa, yeah, yeah. Vibranics say ya, here we are.
United Nations of Dub,
to every city,
roots and culture style.
And every time you know that when Vibranics him touch down, pure said love and peace abound. Vibranics said he come to rock your town. And when we come in your locality, you know Vibranics have a no style. Bringing love and peace from the king. You know we might be king in the ring, Lord. We on ya, we on the roots and we culture. We the sons of Africa, yeah, yeah. Vibranics are ya, here we are. We on ya, we on the roots and we culture. We the sons of Africa, yeah, yeah. Vibranics are ya, here we are. To every city and every town, you know that when Vibranics him touch down, pure said love and peace abound. Vibranics said he come to rock your town. And when you come in your locality, you know Vibranics have a no style. Bringing love and peace from the king. You know we might be king in the ring, Lord. We on ya, we on the roots and we culture. We the sons of Africa, yeah, yeah.
positive vibration. We're spreading it throughout the nation. The time is now. Upliftment, musical elevation. One question. Are you ready? Are you ready now? Tell me, are you ready? Are you ready now? Said, are you ready? Are you ready now? Vibronics, are you ready? Are you ready now? We're on the move. We're moving in a one direction. Yo, can you feel a connection? We're in a the groove. We're moving to a higher dimension. Yo, are you paying attention? Aye. From the black to the white to the yellow to the brown. We're spreading it all around. Anywhere that people can be found. We're spreading the vibes from city to city and town to town. We're spreading it all around with a musical sound by the microphone. We're spreading the vibes from the east to the west to the north to the south. We're spreading it all about with the lyrical words coming out of my mouth. We're spreading the vibes in a musical time with a lyrical rhyme. Musically hit design with a dirty bass line. Yeah, 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 you ready? Are you ready now? Tell me, are you ready? Are you ready now? Say that. Just like a satellite box. Not gonna send no negative, cause we not in a dot. Positivity fi put you on the right track. Take away your tension and a time fi relax. Time fi make you think out of the box. Yo, are you ready? Are you ready now? Tell me, are you ready? Are you ready now? Say that. Cycle complete. You know say reggae music coming like your heartbeat. Puffy use it, could never abuse it. Some of them don't know the power of the reggae music. And if you abuse it, why you want to lose it? That's why I'm consciousness where you can choose it.
Keep positive message alive.
I say praises to the Emperor.
Strictly Dub Plate for almost an entire hour. From Vibronix live and direct in the studio, only 3 minutes to go. Give thanks to each and everyone locked on. Mark shall have the show up on Talawa, hopefully first thing in the morning. Playlist following. Do remember to catch the show anywhere you can. Brain Damage meets Vibronix featuring Madu Messenger and the one like Parvez, all across the world, festivals, etc. in 2014. And for the UK, easy date to keep in mind, 28th to 30th of March, Saturday night. You heard it from us directly. Vibronix special, meeting Brain Damage on UK soil, you know? Do give thanks, Vibronix. What a session. This Friday, you can catch I and I at Street Life for the festive celebration by the one like B Swang Crew, Hold Tight Nico, and all the massive. More next week. Enough more dates to announce. Big up all the Sound System family that passed through the weekend. Lord Ambassador, Emperor Farai, Donovan, King J, Reality Soldiers, Blessed Love. Out to TMC and all the family. Vibronix in the studio, last few minutes. Guidance.